I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hello, world. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to another episode of Just Deontay. Thank you so much for those of you who have been with me for a long time now. And to the new listeners out there, welcome to the show. So today, it is one of the most electrifying entertainers in the world's birthday. It is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's birthday today, right? So I saw it on social media, and then they started talking about like his path to becoming the superstar actor we know him as today. And people know him as the wrestler, and they know him as the actor, and they see him all over the world. But some don't know that The Rock was actually a football player. And they may know that he played for the University of Miami, but what some don't know is he was playing in the CFL, but he got cut, the Canadian Football League, for about, I think a few thousand dollars. And this is so amazing to me because this is why. I'm bringing the story up for a reason. So, The Rock basically got cut from the Canadian Football League. The Canadian Football League, not the NFL. He didn't have an NFL chance. They said he wasn't that good. But he got cut from the Canadian Football League. And to him, this was the worst moment in his life. But after getting cut from the Canadian Football League, he went back home, did some reflecting. And he said, hey, I'm going to try wrestling. And that was the greatest decision of his life. Because he went to become a WWE superstar. And then him being so entertaining and loved by millions, he tried to transition into a career of acting, and it worked, and he became a bigger star than when he was in wrestling. He's in so many movies doing that same annoying eyebrow thing, right? I bring this story up because a lot of us, we have goals and dreams and aspirations. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's goals and dreams and aspirations when he first started were to become an NFL superstar, to become a football superstar, and that didn't work. Can you imagine this? If Dwayne The Rock Johnson was just a little bit better at football, he would have been making $80,000 a year in the Canadian Football League, and we most likely never would have known him as Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the wrestling phenomenon, or Dwayne The Rock Johnson as the eyebrow smoldering face actor you see in Jumanji 2. You see what I mean? We have these goals and visions for ourselves, and sometimes when they don't work out, we think it's the end of the world. But in reality, there is much bigger out there for us. You just have to seize the opportunity. Once he was cut from football, he said, hey, let me find something else. What else can I use my abilities and talents and strengths and looks and charms for? What field can this work in? He went, took his talents to wrestling, created a new dream, became the best at that. Then he said, hey, he literally said this in an interview, I want to be bigger than Will Smith. Now, it's debatable at the moment if he's bigger than Will Smith, but he is the, I read that he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood right now, and he's one of the most famous, so technically he's bigger than Will Smith at the moment. He said, so it's okay to fall back and end up setting new goals and dreams. Just make sure you smash them, and when you're given the opportunity, be the best and make greatness out of it. Take your chance. Don't dwell on the past. You know, actually, yes, when something bad happens, take that pain with you. Take that feeling. Remember that and use that to fuel you in the future and do something greater. It's okay, guys. Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't get his dream at one point. And because he lost one dream, he was blessed with two more that he dominated. So be positive. Keep working. Remember, this is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.